Local food initiatives continue to grow in the Northern Panhandle together with efforts to revitalize Wheeling. One of the old town's oldest establishments is home to a new restaurant, the Vagabond Kitchen.
Careful, this could get a little slick. Dish pit, obviously, everyone loves the dish pit.
I met the Vagabond chef on the ground floor of the McClure Hotel in his kitchen.
This is the line where the food's actually made.
For those who aren't from Wheeling, let me explain. The McClure is an old hotel, like pre-Civil War old. Although you kind of can't tell because it was restructured in 1978. Anyway, it's steeped in history as deep and complicated as the mining and steel strikes from the days when company owners and union leaders all slept in the same town. The McClure was around when Wheeling was the big city. And with 315 rooms, it was one of the largest hotels in West Virginia. Today, like much of the state, it's owned by out-of-state interests. But Chef Matt Welsh is a local boy who, after touring the country on a motorcycle, writing a blog about being a vagabond chef, returned to his hometown and set up shop.
This here is the prep kitchen. So this is, I walked in here and I was like, oh my God, there's so much potential. It's huge, huge space. And we could have five people in here working full time. No problem. Uh-huh. So that's really exciting.
Matt Welsh and his wife Katie own and operate the small restaurant dubbed the Vagabond Kitchen in the bottom of the McClure Hotel. They started out catering events and they were attracted by the large kitchen that allows them to prepare foods they serve up from scratch. About a year in, they continue to cater and now they also serve lunch and they're working on a dinner menu. Matt Welsh, the Vagabond chef, says he had a come-to-Jesus moment 3 or 4 years ago when he realized that, yeah, he was going to have to work for the rest of his life. So he and his bride, Katie, decided to hone in on what they felt was a life worth living.
I never thought it would work out this well here in my hometown that I love, you know, in my home state that I love.
Life as a vagabond has taught Matt a lot about the value of time and life. One of his goals with the Vagabond Kitchen is to provide a fulfilling workplace for employees. But that's not all. He's dedicated to his state, his community, and the local food movement. And as for the style of his food, he calls it New American Cuisine.
I think that's generic enough that I can make it mean whatever I want.
Matt grew up on a dairy farm in the area, and he has lifelong ties to other farmers throughout West Virginia. He's working with these local producers to prepare the food they provide, whatever that may be. Matt says he and his team are flexible, creative, and they welcome culinary challenges.
Because we're making everything fresh and in-house, if we have a bunch of cabbage, that's not a problem, that's an opportunity. So what do we do with it? You know, that's how the sauerkraut came about. We made this house purple sauerkraut. It's ridiculously good. And it's all because we got a case of cabbage that was bigger than I thought it was going to be. And we had all this extra cabbage. And what are we going to do with it? So I'd be more than happy. Whatever they give me, I'll use because it's all great.
In addition to the local food, Matt and Katie have local artists filling their walls with art and local musicians filling the restaurant with sound.
If we weren't as involved or as passionate about helping Wheeling reinvent itself and kind of like a phoenix come out of the ashes, I don't know that we would be as successful as we are.
Matt says there's new enthusiasm in Wheeling that he's never experienced in his years growing up in the area.
And there are still people who are kind of negative and stuck in the past, but there's an active minority of really positive, excited people. And that's the train that we want to get on board and you know, help fuel.
Matt says that newfound enthusiasm in Wheeling is making businesses like his possible. He's hopeful that a spirit of collaboration will continue to grow. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.